Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dr. Bob Peoples, the Executive Director for CARE, Corporate America Recovery Effort. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm good. It's good to catch up with you. It's been a little while since we've talked. I think most everybody knows what CARE is. It's the nonprofit organization. Your primary objective is to try to reduce the amount of used carpet that ends up in the landfill. And when you look at the total U.S. recycling project, there's kind of really two buckets. There's California and then the rest of the United States. But I want an update on both. Why don't we just start with that?
Okay. I'll start with the national perspective, then I'll drill down into California and then kind of bring it back for an overall look here. I'd say overall CARE is making progress. That said, we're still facing many challenges in the marketplace. Our non-California recyclers do continue to struggle with low demand and low prices for post-consumer carpet materials. The flip side is most people that collect carpet also collect the urethane foam pad, and that market has had both strong demand and prices. Prices are up right now, and that's good because you have to make money when you can, but this also provides a diversified business model for our recycling community. Overall, though, 2018 will reflect an additional drop in our national collections numbers. Mm-hmm. We're currently working on the CARE annual report, and I'll be reviewing those numbers in a week or two, and we'll be releasing the CARE annual report at the annual meeting that will be held on May 1st in Houston. But I will tell you, Kemp, I just got back from last week at a major plastics recycling conference in Maryland, and it's probably one of the most exciting meetings because I had many conversations with companies asking me, how do we secure post-consumer carpet as a material flow? You know, why all of a sudden is this happening? Well, I think there are several factors that are driving this. The first is the realization that we need to find a way to deal with our own plastic waste stream, both in the United States and in Europe, due to China's national sword. And it was just announced last week that India is implementing a similar program, dramatically curtailing their plastic waste imports. The next is the global focus on plastics in the environment and the drive to do something to fix the problems. You hear a lot about marine plastic debris and all, mm-hmm. but we have a terrestrial problem as well. And so the brand owners, the big names like the Coca-Colas, the Pepsis, the Nestle Waters, they're looking to be seen as contributing to the solution by incorporating post-consumer plastics into their products. There's also a desire to reduce your greenhouse gas emissions, and that's aided by recycling. And then finally, I'd say they're looking at ways to close the loop consistent with the concept of sustainable materials management. So the interest is coming from a number of major corporations, and to me, that's a very positive development. That means our recyclers should be well positioned when the demand actually starts to kick in. And for the first time, I'm actually optimistic that we're going to see the investments made by both the carpet industry and the recyclers over the last 15, 16, 17 years begin to gain some traction.
Well, you know, they talk about that bird in the hand and the bird in the bush, and I'm not sure if this new interest is in your hand yet. Anyway, it's encouraging. I like what you're saying. You know, I know you've had I don't even know what color your hair is now. I know you've had a rough go because we're talking about a 4 billion pound per year waste stream, okay? And then you've got Cal Recycle that's trying to hold your feet to the fire to say, hey, Bob, these numbers are moving in the wrong direction. But you've come back with some plans, and they've actually agreed to your plan moving forward, right?
Well, that's right, Kemp. It took us about over 2 years and six rewrites to get a plan finally approved by Cal Recycle in February of this year. So we're very excited about that. I think the folks out in California and in other places around the U.S. are excited to know that we have an approved plan. We had a number of people over the last 2 years that were reluctant to either get into agreements with us, work on projects with us, or invest capital because of all the uncertainty, not knowing whether there was going to be an approved plan or not, and what the subsidy is going to look like. And now we can put that behind us and start making some real progress. You know, I think your listeners probably aware that we have a statutory requirement to hit a 24% recycling rate by the 1st of January of next year. And we've got some massive efforts underway to try to meet that objective.
One of the things that CARE does is that stimulates the development of technology or innovation that, you know, will take post-consumer polymer and find an end-use application for it. And I guess one of the big headline items is what's been going on with this polyol development that Ralph Bowe's been working on. Tell us about that.
Well, I think Aeropol is one of the new and interesting developments around the depolymerization of PET to make polyols. And, of course, your listeners know that PET has been one of the big challenges that's been placed in front of CARE in the recycling community because we really haven't had outlets for that.
Yeah.
And when you start looking at somebody that could take a PET stream and convert it back to basic monomer building blocks and build chemicals out of it, that's pretty powerful if you can do it economically. And interestingly enough, for the first time, not only do we have Aeropol, but we have the announcement of Eastman Chemical on their methanolysis technology. Mm-hmm. You have Loop Industries out of Canada on their new room temperature proprietary catalyst depolymerization technology for PET. And Indorama, which is a global PET powerhouse, has just inked a deal with Loop and a couple of the brand owners around supplying PET that comes from this depolymerization technology. So all of a sudden, we've got a lot of interest in PET, and if we can crack the PET challenge, all the other polymers are going to flow very nicely behind it. And even though I'm talking about PET, if you're going to collect, you've got to have outlets for everything. Well, you can place all the nylon 6/6 you can get your hands on. If we can get a good outlet for PET or outlets for PET, that means we can start collecting more material to meet that demand, which means we're also going to see more nylon 6 flow into the system. And that is very important to Aquafil, another major partner for CARE in terms of rapidly increasing their production capacity with their new plant in Phoenix. And they're just starting up their second plant in California right now. So, again, I think sometimes people, especially, you know, maybe on the West Coast, have some unrealistic expectations about how fast these things can happen. But a lot of the foundation has been invested in creating capacity and technology. And maybe just to put that into perspective, I've recently done a confidential exercise with the recyclers and the carpet industry. And your listeners would probably be pleasantly surprised to know over the last 15 years or so, there's been over $500 million invested in the development of new technology, production capacity, and products into the marketplace. So I think the pump is primed.
On the recycling side or totally?
That's on the recycling side.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
Just recycling post-consumer carpet. So you're right. I don't have the bird in the hand yet, but I've already set down the block binoculars. I'm close enough that I'm going to try to get my hand around them. Go from there.
All right, let me ask you this. The last question. You've got this big nut you got to meet, this number that Cal Recycle has come up with. You think you're going to be able to make it? Because it sounds like the things that need to happen, the foundations have been laid. It's just going to take a while for everything to ramp up into place. So are you going to be able to keep Cal Recycle happy short term so that these things can catch and start causing a net positive effect?
Well, Kemp, it's a great question. I don't have a crystal ball, but I do tell you I feel very good about where we are right now and what I know is coming down the pipe. Don't want to talk about everybody's individual plans, but I've mentioned a lot of companies here, and I also want to mention, for example, Circular Polymers was just received an award in Washington from the Plastics Industry Association for their end-of-life work on the rotary impact separation technology developed by the Broadview Group. Circular Polymers has been a recipient of a number of CARE grants, and their capacity has expanded in California very significantly over the last year and a half, and is expanding again right now. So we have a lot of expectations out of some of these folks to really help deliver the pounds that's going to get us to that 24% target.
Okay, Bob. I know you got a big annual meeting coming up. It's in May, right?
Yes, sir. The annual meeting for CARE will take place on May 1st in Houston. It's right at the Marriott Airport. It's a great facility. Registration's open, and I think we still have time before we get past the early bird special rate. So I encourage anybody that's either in the business or interested in understanding the business to join us on May 1st.
Okay, Bob. It's good to talk to you. Again, been talking to Dr. Bob Peoples, who's the executive director of CARE, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.